Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
And you know, we keep saying it time after time after time, and it's generally from people who, one, have never been to Newcastle or haven't been to the area in the Hunter for a long, long time, or they're just the stereotype. Newcastle is a steel town. It is an industrial town. And whilst that has been a part of our history and still continues in some way, shape or form, it is also a town of culture and a town of arts. And classic example is China Week and the amazing Chinatown Street Festival in Beaumont Street, Hamilton, yesterday. And one little thing that's been, oh, I shouldn't say a little thing, that's celebrating its 19th year. We're talking about that this is not art in Newcastle. It's an amazing, amazing thing. And it's just pretty much flown under the radar for many years, but it's gotten bigger over the last couple of years. And Christina Roberts from This Is Not Art on the line. 19 years, where have the years gone?
Oh, hi, Todd. It's Christina here. Yes, 19 years has been a very, very long time. And as you say, Newcastle has certainly changed its status from a coal town into a creative city. And This Is Not Art has certainly been a big part of that. As an annual festival.
It must have been really hard at the start because it was pretty much a sleeper when it came to a festival, and you're trying time after time after time. And you're starting to think that more and more people are looking at Newcastle and saying there's some amazing things when it comes to art and culture.
Well, certainly Newcastle has been listed as in the top 10 for artists in the country. And there are lots and lots of artists here who are producing their own work. And This Is Not Art is really a showcase of what people in this town can do. I mean, it certainly draws artists from around the country, but there are lots of locals involved with it as well.
One of the great things is it isn't just in one place. You can get around to so many different areas. How many areas and how many venues across the city?
Yeah, this year we've got 22 venues spread out across mostly the Newcastle East, but also Newcastle CBD, and I would suggest that people look out for bright neon green, which is the colour that we're going with this year to promote the festival. So look out for green bunting, green posters, green T-shirts, and you'll find the festival venues.
So why has green been the colour for 2016?
We worked with our creative partner Headjam and just did some brainstorming, and green is really a very bright, vibrant colour, and certainly the festival has got so much diversity within the program, and we just thought that the green was a punchy colour that grabbed your attention and kind of expressed what the festival was about.
I was going to ask you, what are some of the highlights for This Is Not Art this year, but you can't really put your finger on it, can you, because it's so big.
Well, with over 190 events, it is certainly hard to pick a highlight. If people want to come along as an audience member, there are plenty of things that they can come along and watch. There are writers talking about the future of Australian comedy. You can watch the Australian Poetry Slam Newcastle Regional Final, which is happening at the Newcastle Museum on Friday night. If you want to get involved in a hands-on kind of way, there are plenty of workshops where you can learn new writing techniques, or you can learn about clowning. You can come along to our parties on Saturday night at the CBD Hotel and also at the Royal Exchange. There's an annual zine fair on Sunday. We're getting a road closure in Lang Street just off the Hunter Street Mall.
And the great thing about it is it's so diverse, as you're saying. It's not just this or that or the other. There really is something for everyone over that period.
Yeah, whether you like writing or performance, you like listening to people talking about creative ideas, there's a whole range of events that are all free for people to come along and check out.
And green is the colour for 2016.
That's right.
Christina, thank you very much for your time. Have a great day. I imagine you're going to be very busy in the coming days, and probably by about Tuesday morning you will be in for a well-deserved rest. Have a great day.
That's right. Thank you very much.
2NURFM 103.7.